from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Korean emergency talks resume. North and South Korean officials resumed marathon talks today in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. Initial talks that began Saturday were adjourned 10 hours later. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there is no word on whether the negotiations are making any progress or how long they will continue. However, as the talks started up again today, South Korea reported unusual troop and submarine movement in the north. Pyongyang has moved 70% of its submarines away from their bases, and the vessels are now undetectable, according to South Korea's defense ministry. Ministry spokesman characterized the movement as unprecedented. The North has also doubled its frontline artillery strength at the border with the South, according to South Korea. In Washington, White House officials said President Obama has been kept up to date on the situation on the Korean Peninsula. Thousands of migrants boarded trains today in Macedonia, headed north to Serbia, after being stuck at the border for several days and blocked from continuing on their journey toward European Union member Hungary. Today's movements followed clashes Friday and Saturday with Macedonian police, who tried to block the migrants from entering the country from Greece. The government had declared a state of emergency and ordered its borders sealed to the migrants. Thousands of people, many of them Syrian refugees, were able to run past the officers on Saturday and make it on into Macedonian territory. Italy's Coast Guard said today that Italian forces had rescued 4,400 migrants off the coast of Libya in the span of one day after responding to requests for help from more than 20 vessels. Italy has been routinely carrying out similar rescues. This is, from Washington, VOA News. Britain reopened its embassy in Iran's capital today, nearly 4 years after it closed, following an attack by protesters who stormed the building. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond called it a historic moment in relations between the two countries. Forces from the United Arab Emirates rescued a British national Saturday in a military intelligence operation, 18 months after he was kidnapped by al-Qaeda militants in eastern Yemen. British Foreign Secretary Hammond said the British national is safe and well and is receiving support from British government officials. The three Americans who tackled a gunman on a Paris-bound train Friday are being hailed as heroes in France, where French President François Hollande will meet with them on Monday. Lisa Bryant is in Paris, and she has details about the assailant.
French authorities have identified the gunman aboard the Amsterdam to Paris train by his digital fingerprints. He's a Moroccan in his mid-20s called Ayoub El Kazani. He's known to Spanish and French intelligence and has links to militant Islam. According to reports, he's lived in southern Spain, France, and Belgium in recent months and has traveled to Syria. He remains in custody outside Paris, where French counterterrorism officials continue to question him. The focus here in France is also on the passengers who tackled and subdued him. They include U.S. servicemen Alex Garlatos and Spencer Stone, along with American student Anthony Sadler and British businessman Chris Norman. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Nigeria's army chief survived an attack on his convoy today by suspected Boko Haram fighters in volatile Borno State. The army says gunmen ambushed the convoy of Lieutenant General Takur Buratai at a village between the towns of Mafa and Dikwa. According to an army statement, troops responded with overwhelming fire, killing 10 attackers and capturing 5. The army says one soldier was killed in the gun battle, while 5 others were wounded. General Buratai went on to address soldiers and a crowd of internally displaced Nigerians in Dikwa. An explosion in a chemical plant in eastern China has killed one person and injured 9 others. The blast happened Saturday night at the Runxing Chemical Factory. The latest explosion happened less than 2 weeks after deadly blasts at a chemical storage facility rocked the port city of Tianjin, killing more than 120 people and injuring hundreds more. And we have some good news here in Washington today. Giant panda fans got two. That's two tiny pieces of good news Saturday at the zoo. They announced there the births of a pair of new panda cubs. The zoo announced the surprising second healthy delivery by Mother Mei Xiang late Saturday, about 5 hours after kicking off region-wide excitement with news of the first cub. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.